Nikki Giovanni has given poetry readings all over the world. Her new book, A Good Cry, is a mix of poetry and prose that reads like a story of her life. It highlights the bright sparks and low moments, what she loves and what she doesn't.
Last time I had to be in the hospital, I cried when I left.
At 74, she's had some medical issues of late, but this poem is true. Here's why she cried.
I like hospitals. Everybody's so nice. You know, they come in the morning, say, how's my baby this morning? How are you feeling? You know, and everybody, the nurses, the people who are making your bed, they all are trying to make you feel comfortable.
Here's part of a poem she wrote about it called If I Have to Hospital.
If I have to hospital, please let it be in Appalachia with the nasal voices and soft smiles. Are the hospitals so efficiently run because of the Hatfields and the McCoys? A lot of practice time.
Giovanni's originally from Knoxville, Tennessee. She's lived in New York and other places, but she's proud to call herself Appalachian. A professor of the arts and sciences, she's interested in the way each informs the other, especially when it comes to one of her major passions.
I'm also a space freak. I really, really like space. And of course, the American space group, space, came from Appalachians. And, you know, look at all, John Glenn, look at all of those people are Appalachians. It's because they're used to being quiet. They're used to spending time by themselves. And they're not afraid of going into the dark.
This poem, called Space, Our Frontier, speaks of epic journeys to faraway places, some intentional, some not.
We seek Antarctica because we no longer have Middle Passage available. We seek Antarctica because we who are Appalachian understand the talking of the wind and the quiet of the midnight sun. We seek Antarctica because poetry gave birth to math and science, not the other way around.
Giovanni says it's the daydreamers, science fiction writers, and poets who conjure up wild and fantastical ideas for mathematicians and scientists to make real.
No matter how far back we go, we're always going to find it. It's the poets, it's the artists, who are saying, this is what we should do, how can we do it? People are going to come along, and they're going to say, oh, this is how you do it. They are going to figure out, this is what you do. I don't do anything like that, I'm just a poet.
But Giovanni has a suggestion for astronauts and other fellow travelers. If you're going on a long journey, you'd be wise to take a book of poetry along.
Because how many times are you going to read a novel? You know, once or twice. Yeah, that's going to be it. But you can read a poem again and again and again. And every time you read a poem, you're getting something else out of it. It's like a song, you know, and then you get to sing it again and again. And every time you do, the older you get, the more the song means something else to you.
Nikki Giovanni's new collection of her poetry is called A Good Cry, What We Learn from Tears and Laughter. It's published by HarperCollins. I'm Robbie Harris.